For the second time in just under 2 years, the UK has left much of the rest of Europe bemused. The Brexit referendum has been followed by a snap election aimed at giving a strong Brexit negotiating hand with Brussels to the ruling Conservative Party. That clearly backfired, and like everybody else, Czechs are now trying to work out what happens next. Chris Johnstone reports.
British Prime Minister Theresa May promised stability and sought a firm Brexit negotiating hand with the rest of the EU when she called early elections for June the 8th. But the outcome has been exactly the opposite. May's massive poll lead evaporated during the campaign, Brexit was sidelined by other issues, and her own on-the-road performance was wooden and uncertain, while that of the often derided Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, boosted the party's support. The result is that the Conservatives lost their overall majority, with the best chance of staying in power a deal with Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party. On many issues, that party are even more nationalist and pro-monarchy than the Conservatives, but they are not seeking a hard border with the Irish Republic after Brexit. Prime Minister May now looks like damaged goods with her own party, and her future is uncertain. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said on his Twitter account that it was clear that the Conservatives' bet on a hard Brexit mandate had failed to pay off. Sobotka added that he was pleased that the clear winner of the election vote was Labour's Corbyn and expected them to have a clearer influence on domestic and foreign policy. And while the Czech Social Democrat leader said he did not expect the creation of a new government to take long, the clock was ticking down on the 2 years earmarked for the Brexit negotiations. Bohuslav Sobotka.
During the elections in Britain, it was parties that weren't linked with Brexit that won votes. The Conservative Party has now been weakened. Now we must wait to see who forms a government and what sort of mandate they will have for the Brexit negotiations. I hope it does not take too long because we have already lost several months since Britain officially announced Brexit, which was in March.
The Brexit negotiations are actually supposed to start on June the 19th. Labour is officially in favour of a soft Brexit, meaning staying in the EU's single market. Many Czech MPs echoed the danger of chaos and confusion about the British Brexit stand in some of their comments. Czech Christian Democrat Pavel Svoboda said a hard Brexit is now unthinkable. Perhaps tongue-in-cheek, Anno's Petr Gezek suggested Prime Minister May had just delivered on a clever strategy. After all, she was originally against Brexit. And that's a line partly taken up by Czech journalist in Britain, Jan Yun, speaking to Czech radio.
It's quite possible that May will have a reason to refuse a hard Brexit because of how the elections have turned out.